Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
So this studio has been nothing short of a disaster zone since Jason McCoy got here and started doing afternoons with Kara Finch.
You know, yesterday when we got here, it was a tiki bar and we were like, okay, that's kind of fun. Okay, whatever. Cool. It was a tiki bar. And that was neat. Like, we've got little drink umbrellas stuck into the ceiling. We got a pretend palm tree. They were trying to have fun with Dallas Smith. This morning we get here and there is, I'm not kidding, people. I'm not kidding. Jason McCoy's dirty shirt is on the floor. Don't ask me what the hell happened in here for that.
How do you know it's his?
Well, I'm almost positive it's not Kara's.
Okay.
Is it? Do you think she left here topless?
I don't know.
Like, I don't
well,
know.
Did he?
I don't know. We've got some. Listen, we got his dirty laundry on the floor. We have got a game of Twister in here, and we've got some corn on the cob. Do not ask me what kind of parties these people are having after we leave.
And that is not Hurley's corn. So I'm very upset by that.
They haven't grown any.
That's what I mean,
right?
Has the man
Seriously.
Not learned anything since getting here?
Corn on the cob. You forgot your clothing and a Twister board. What is this, like some sort of key party from 1977? What is happening?
Did you mention the Oktoberfest hat?
The Oktoberfest hat.
At least he's got that right.
Maybe it was some sort of themed swinger party. I don't know.
There are balloons. I went back out of the studio to bring the balloons back in because they were actually in the way this morning.
We have bubbles. There were bubbles too. Did you see the bubbles? This is true. There's bubbles, and there are also wine glasses.
So we want to know what a workspace like this says about you, but it doesn't find. We can't find it anywhere on the list of things. For example, if you work in an area that has a very empty or unpersonalized desk, that indicates either a lack of dedication to the job or someone who is generally dissatisfied with their job.
What the hell does it look like when it, what does it mean when it's drunk Disney World in here?
That's what I mean.
This doesn't
fit anywhere. If you've got excessive post-it notes, the worker is feeling overwhelmed and not able to keep up. Well, we have excessive drink umbrellas popped into the studio here.
You could use those to tack up notes. Like, for example, I'm going to write a note that says, clean up after yourselves, you immature little children. And I'm going to stick it to the wall with one of those umbrella things.
If there are plants, whether they're even cared for or not, it tells you the worker is planning to stay at the job. The plant might stay alive.
Well, does that palm tree count?
It's a plastic palm
tree.
Okay. I want to pop these balloons.
Ah! I thought you were going to suck the helium and we were going to have our own kind of party in here. Yeah, okay, that's great. So we've got rid of the balloons. What are we going to do about the dirty laundry, the corn on the cob, the bubbles, and the...
My favorite thing is that restaurant vibrating thing. They ordered food from the restaurant downstairs, brought it up here to the 11th floor, and thought that the signal would vibrate when their food was ready.
Well, clearly, Polly, they're not all that bright. I mean, let's be honest. Look at this place.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.